Putting aside the management turmoil, the messy hiring of Tarsus, Ovitz's firing, and the departure of Harbert, the network that had fallen to third place was barely ahead of the Fox network, which ran only 7 hours of primetime programming a week. The fading Roseanne was in its last year. Co-star John Goodman had quit the previous spring. Neither Eisner nor Iger had liked the dark drama Nothing Sacred about a Catholic priest, but deferred to Tarsus. It quickly floundered against the NBC comedies on Thursday night. Spin City, a DreamWorks production starring Michael J. Fox, broke into the top 10, but of course it rankled that it was a Katzenberg production. Apart from the alarming decline in the ratings, the idea that Disney could quickly reprogram ABC into a haven for family-oriented comedies was in shambles. Although she paid lip service to ABC as the family network, Tarsus showed barely disguised contempt for the lower-brow working-class comedies that had been the backbone of the ABC lineup, preferring edgier, young, urban comedies like Over the Top with Tim Curry and Hiller and Diller with Kevin Nealon, both of which soon failed. The network seethed with resentments, jealousies, and turf battles. Just as Ovitz had been a marked man from the beginning, Tarsus came to the job already enveloped in controversy from the Ohlmeyer matter. With Ovitz gone, only Iger could protect her. But he was in New York, and she was alone in Hollywood. Eisner had distanced himself. Harbert had naturally resented her. Development head Stuart Bloomberg, a close friend of Iger's, saw her as blocking his own initiatives. The knives were drawn and the complaints flowed freely. Tarsus didn't return phone calls. She was petty and vindictive. She was fragile and emotional, sometimes crying in front of colleagues. When her boyfriend, Robert Morton, was fired from the Letterman show, but still being paid to develop shows for Letterman's production company, ABC gave him a $2 million per year production development deal, which triggered howls of nepotism. Harbert said he had no choice, given that Ovitz had already approved the arrangement. ABC programming executives seethed when Morton started showing up at network meetings, pontificating on branding and other corporate strategies. It didn't help that Tarsus had to carry the burden of being the first woman president of a network at the same time as she was perceived as lacking any real authority. Rumors that she would be fired or demoted circulated almost constantly. Partly as a way to lay these rumors to rest, Tarsus agreed that a New York Times Magazine reporter, Lynn Hirschberg, could follow her around during the 1997 development season, culminating in the year's upfront presentations to advertisers. She failed to mention this to Iger. The ABC presentation that year was at New York's Radio City Music Hall. As the curtain rose, Tarsus was seated at center stage, her back to the audience, wearing her trademark Armani pantsuit, watching a big-screen episode of NYPD Blue. As the spotlight focused on her, she swiveled her chair around, stood up, and moved to a podium. "What? You were expecting someone else?" she said. There were awkward laughs at the reference to the rumors of her demise. Then she introduced ABC's new branding campaign, TV is Good, which left advertisers scratching their heads. When had TV been bad? Eisner and Iger congratulated Tarsus at the party afterward at a Rockefeller Center.